I kind of want to just tell y'all my journey getting to my PhD, which is also my journey to Baltimore, because it comes around, I promise. So I did not grow up in the hood, but I definitely didn't grow up with money. I grew up in this weird middle place where you have just enough money where the government's like, you can get by, we'll give you exactly 10 cents in food stamps. Like, that's gonna help. But also, I moved around a lot because we couldn't really afford where we were living. And so, growing up, my mom was like a social worker, but a housing specialist, and she did a lot of things in the community that I didn't really know. But the older I got, the more I got involved with these things. She'd be like, all right, Ty, come on, we're going to this event, yada, yada. And I would go to these events, and she worked with at-risk youth. I don't really like to call them at-risk youth. From my perspective, they were just other people from around. I was just like, these are the cool people right now. So I went, and I was hanging around these people, and we were doing these events, and they were doing things like professional development and learning how to talk in job interviews and stuff like that. And I was like, cool, this is useful information for me because I need this too. And one day, this is something that's not terribly abnormal, wasn't terribly abnormal in my house. She was like, so this guy, his name was Brian, he needs a place to stay. And I was like, cool, I met Brian like twice. And it was, all right, he's coming to stay with us. I said, cool. And he's like, do you mind sharing your room? I was like, huh? All right, I guess. But the thing about my room is this one bed. So in the one bed is me and Brian. Brian is like, he had about 100 pounds on me. We're about the same height, but he has like 100 pounds on me. So Brian lays in the bed. I'm laying in the bed. We're on opposite sides of the bed, but he's got a little weight on me. So I always roll over. And then Brian became my cuddle buddy for like a year. But Brian also became like my brother. He's literally at every Thanksgiving. I saw him the other week when I went back home for a little bit. But it was always to me, like these people are just people, and they're people from similar circumstances as me. So fast forward a little bit, I went to college because I wanted to do something kind of crazy, which was like genetically engineer a dragon, because I thought Jurassic Park was cool, and I was like, why not give it wings and like breathing fire? So when I got to college, I went to Bowie State, like 45 minutes from here. It's on the Mark Line, local HBCUs. You should go to them. But what I found there is there weren't as many people from my background as I thought. And so you hear like PG County, Pretty Girl County, one of the richest black counties in the country. But what that means is there's not a lot of people from my background in that county. And that's how I felt at that university. But it was an HBCU, so at least I was like, you know, there's still black people here. Fast forward, I came to Johns Hopkins University to start my PhD. Now, when I got here, I was lucky enough to be in this, like, Vivian Thomas Scholars Initiative that brought in other HBCU students. But again, I noticed that a lot of my peers didn't feel like my peers. They were people from different backgrounds. Maybe they had, like, PhDs as parents, things like that. My mom is still trying to get her bachelor's, master's, and still struggling with the same biology class. So having a PhD parent didn't make sense. Having somebody to tell you what a PCR is when you're like 12 is not realistic in my experience. So I was kind of here and kind of like, I should feel at home because I've had this community of like black people around me in undergrad, in grad school, but I just didn't. And so I was like, let me make the community, let me build the community around me. I joined the e-board and became like the co-president for the Black Graduate Student Association. When I did this, I gathered everybody. The feeling was the same. One day this guy, I'm pretty sure his name was Dante, he works for Thread. He reaches out, he's like, hey, we run Thread. Can we buy you guys lunch and we'll tell you about Thread? I said, I like free lunch, let's do it. So Dante comes by. And he's telling us about Thread. And I'm like, this sounds an awfully lot similar to what my mom used to do, where I met all these people, one of which is pretty much my brother now. This is cool. I'm going to join this thing. Now, I tried to get everybody else to join it. I don't know who else joined it, because I was like, I told y'all, I'm going to do it my way. So here I am in Thread. And what I've gotten from Thread is I've met people who feel like my people. They understand my experiences. They understand my background. And now me being the guy at Hopkins campus who, you know, it's Hopkins campus. So for those of you who don't know, you do not interact with Baltimore City on Hopkins campus like you do in actual Baltimore City. You can walk 2 blocks from here and see more Baltimoreans than you will in 1 day than you will in like 5 years on this campus. It's like that crazy, and that's always shocked me. But in Thread, I met more people in a single day, like, and it just felt like home. Like, sure, I don't know anybody. I don't know many people. Many people here don't know me, but I see a lot of this crowd crime. Even my fellow speakers, who I'm like, I literally just met y'all today. We're just chopping it up. Y'all just my people for real. I feel more comfortable with them than I do with a lot of other people I felt around. And so what Thread has been for me is like, it is the community that I've been looking for since I left home. I think that's all.